The mining company that conquered this planet in ages past has equipment and technology beyond those of man. Planes in the air, machines to drill the earth, gases and guns that can slaughter whole cities. Man has been deprived of his planet by these creatures. The men who volunteer to come with me will learn to use those tools, fly those planes, man those guns. Our chances are not in our favor. Many of us may die before this is through. Our race is growing fewer in numbers. In coming years, we may be gone forever. But even though the odds are against us, at least let it be said that we took this small last chance and tried!
The crowd went into a raving, excited roar of enthusiasm. The pipes took it up and screamed. Drums pounded. Into the din, Johnny shouted,
I want 50 volunteers!
They all volunteered instantly. Not just the 500 young men, but the whole 1,000 in the meadow. When he could again be heard above the shrilling pipes and shouting voices, Johnny announced a series of tests he would give during the afternoon. The chiefs turned to their people to organize it, and Johnny dropped down from the horse.
Morn, MacTyler!
Cried the grizzled old man who had first captured Johnny.
You are a true Scot!
And Johnny found, as he assisted in straightening out the turmoil for the tests, that his name had indeed changed to MacTyler. There were even some arguments as to which clan his people had originally belonged to, but it was at length decided that the MacTylers had been distributed evenly among all the clans before they went to America. The only problem with the tests was in trying to disqualify someone. Johnny had the young men, one after another, walk a straight line with closed eyes to make sure their sense of balance was good. He made them run a distance to be certain their wind was excellent. He made them look at letters at a distance to make sure their sight was passing. Only a couple of the Norsemen were as tall as Johnny, but the scattering of black beards and blonde beards was about equal. Johnny assumed that refugees from Scandinavia or the lower countries, and even from Ireland, had changed their blood over the centuries. But it certainly had not changed the hardcore ethnology of the Highlands, which had held out now against all comers and defeats for thousands of years. The men got tired of just being examined. Some fights broke out from complaints of losers, and the chiefs organized competitions to settle things. The selections went well into darkness and were finally completed by firelight. But Johnny did not wind up with 50. He finished with 83. For diplomacy, Johnny requested the chiefs to select an older man as their representative, one in whom they felt confidence. They chose Robert the Fox as a veteran of many raids and very learned. So that made 51. Apparently, it would be unseemly not to have pipers, so two of those were chosen, and these claimed they needed a drummer, so one of those was selected. This made 54. Then some old women elbowed themselves to the front and demanded to know who was going to mend torn kilts, scrape hides, dry fish, care for wounded, and cook. And Johnny found himself with new arguments and elections and five old widows of indeterminate age, but universally attested skills. This made 59. Since the chiefs had been told there was a lot of study involved, Johnny found himself confronting a small but determined schoolmaster who claimed it took an iron rod to make young men who had appetites only for hunting and women study. And the chiefs said he must go too. Number 60. But the question of death had stirred up a row from three parsons. Who would care for the souls of these young men and also keep them respectful? There was a further quarrel as to which of the three it would be, and the lucky one drew the long straw. This made 61. Johnny had his own plan to take care of. All of those chosen were bright, but he had to have three very bright ones, who also came somewhere near his height and build, who could learn Cyclo quickly, and who could, at a distance, or over poor radio connections, look and sound vaguely like him. He found about a dozen and asked the chiefs, schoolmaster, and parson which of these were quick studies. They named the three, and that made 64.